This is the Sakar Murli of the 2nd of May, 2025. Essence, sweet children, sit in solitude and talk to yourself. Practice, I am an imperishable soul and I listen to the Father. Question, what words emerge from the mouths of the children who are careless about having remembrance? Answer. They say, I am a child of Shiv Baba anyway, I am in remembrance. However, Baba says, all of that is lies and carelessness. You have to make effort to have remembrance. Wake up early in the morning and sit in remembrance while considering yourselves to be souls. Have a heart-to-heart conversation. It is the soul that speaks. You are now becoming soul conscious. Only soul conscious children will keep a chart of remembrance. They will not just tell tall stories of this knowledge. Song. See your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. You spiritual children have been told that each soul is called a living being. The Father now explains to souls. That song belongs to the path of devotion. Just its essence is explained to you. While you sit here, consider yourselves to be souls. Renounce the consciousness of bodies. I, this soul, am a very tiny point. I play my part through this body. No one else has this knowledge of souls. The Father explains, consider yourselves to be souls. I am a tiny soul. It is the soul that plays the whole part through the body. Body consciousness will then be removed. This is the effort you have to make. We souls are the actors of the whole play. The highest actor of all is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. It remains in the intellect that he too is a tiny point, and yet his praise is so great. He is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness, and yet he is a tiny point. We souls are also tiny points. A soul cannot be seen except in a divine vision. You hear these new aspects at this time. What does the world know about those? However, among you too, only a few of you understand this accurately and keep it in your intellects that you are tiny points, souls. Our Father is the main actor in this drama. The highest actor of all is the Father. Then there are all the others who come. You know that even though the Father is the ocean of knowledge, he cannot speak this knowledge without a body. It is only when he has a body that he can speak. When souls are bodiless, they are separated from their organs. Those on the path of devotion constantly remember bodily beings. They do not know the name, form, land or time of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. They simply say that he is beyond name and form. The Father explains, according to the drama, you who were the number one Satopradhan ones, have to become Satopradhan again. In order to change back from Tamopradhan to Satopradhan, you have to keep your stage strong. I am a soul. The soul is speaking through this body. The soul has this knowledge. The knowledge of an imperishable part of 84 births is recorded in each soul, is not in anyone else's intellect. These are very new points. sit in solitude and talk to yourselves like this. I am a soul. I listen to the Father. I, this soul, imbibe this knowledge. This soul is filled with this part. I am an imperishable soul. You have to grind this into yourself. We have to change from Tamopradan to Satopradan. Body-conscious human beings do not even have any knowledge of what a soul is. They keep such big books with them. They have so much arrogance. This is a Tamopradan world. There are no highest on high souls here. You now know that you have to make effort to change from Tamopradan to Satopradan. Grind this aspect into yourselves. Many of you can relate this knowledge, but you don't have that remembrance. There has to be that introspection. You have to change from impure to pure by having remembrance of the Father. Do not simply become a pundit. There is the example of the pundit who told some mothers to say Rama Rama so that they would be able to go across a river. Do not tell such lies. There are many who are like that. Some explain very well, but they do not have any yoga. They remain body conscious throughout the day. Otherwise, they would send their charts to Baba, saying what time they wake up and how much remembrance they have. Some send no news at all. They just speak a lot of this knowledge unnecessarily and have no yoga at all. Although they give this knowledge to important people, they themselves are weak in yoga. Wake up early in the morning and remember the Father. Baba, you are the most beloved. This is such a unique predestined drama. No one understands the secrets of this drama. They neither understand what a soul is, nor what the Supreme Soul is. Human beings are now even worse than animals. We too were like that. You reached such a bad state in Maya's kingdom. You can give this knowledge to anyone. Tell them, you are a soul who has now become Tamopradan. You have to become Satopradan again. First of all, consider yourself to be a soul. It is easier for the poor. The wealthy have a lot of complications. The Father says, I enter an ordinary body. He is neither very poor nor very rich. You now know that the Father comes at this time every cycle and advises us about how to become pure. Baba has not come to advise you about the troubles of your business. You called out, O Purifier, come. Therefore, Baba shows you the way to become pure. This Brahma didn't know anything himself. If you are an actor and don't know the beginning, middle, or end of your drama, what would you be called? We souls are actors in this world cycle, but no one knows how this is. Although they say that souls reside in the incorporeal world, they do not say that from experience. You souls now know practically that you are residents of the incorporeal world. You souls are imperishable. Keep this in your intellects. There are many who have no yoga at all, and then, because of their body consciousness, they make many mistakes. The main thing is to become soul conscious. you should be concerned about becoming Satopradhan. The children who are concerned about becoming Satopradhan never let stones emerge from their mouths. If they make a mistake, they instantly report it to the father. "Baba, I made this mistake, please forgive me." They would not hide it. When it's hidden, it increases even more. Continue to tell your news to Baba. Baba will reply, "Your yoga is not accurate. The main thing is to become pure." The story of 84 births is in the intellects of you children. As much as possible, just be concerned about becoming Satopradhan. Renounce body consciousness. You are Raja Rishis. Hatha Yogis can never teach Raja Yoga. Only the Father can teach Raja Yoga. Only the Father gives this knowledge. At this time, devotion is Tamopradhan. The Father only comes at the confluence age to give this knowledge. Now that the Father has come, devotion has to end, and this world too has to end. The golden age is established through this knowledge and yoga. Devotion is completely separate. People say that happiness and sorrow both exist here. You children have a great responsibility. Continue to create ways to benefit yourselves. It has also been explained that the pure worlds are the land of peace and the land of happiness. This is a land of peacelessness, a land of sorrow. The first and main thing is yoga. If you don't have yoga, you just speak a lot of this knowledge unnecessarily like pundits. Nowadays there is a lot of occult power that has no connection with this knowledge. People are trapped so much in falsehood, they are impure. The Father himself says, "I come into this impure world, into an impure body." No one here is pure. This one doesn't call himself God. He says, "I too am impure. When I become pure, I will become an angel." You too will become pure angels. The main thing is how we can become pure. Remembrance is absolutely essential for this. The children who are careless about having remembrance say, "We are Shiv Baba's children anyway. We stay in remembrance of Baba." However, Baba says, all of that is a lie. It is carelessness. You have to make effort to have this remembrance. Wake up early in the morning and sit in remembrance, considering yourselves to be souls. Have a heart-to-heart conversation. It is the soul that speaks. You are now becoming soul conscious. Praise is sung of those who benefit others. That is praise of bodies, whereas this praise is of the incorporeal, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You understand this. The knowledge of the ladder and how we take 84 births while we come down would not be in the intellect of anyone else. The urn of sin has now become full. How can that be cleaned? This is why you call the Father to come. You belong to the Pandava community. You are religio-political. Baba explains things of all religions. No one else can explain them to you like this. What do all the founders of religions do? Their followers have to come down after them. They are not able to grant anyone eternal liberation. Only when the Father comes at the end can everyone be made pure and be taken back home. This is why there is no praise of anyone but Him. There is no praise of Brahma or of you. What would you do if Baba hadn't come? The Father has now taken you into the ascending stage. It is sung, when your stage ascends, everyone benefits. However, no one understands the meaning of this. They just sing a lot of praise. The Father has now explained that it is each soul that is immortal, and that this is His throne. Souls are imperishable, they can never die. A soul leaves his body and takes another to play another part. It isn't that the demons of death come and take him away. When someone leaves his body, you should not feel unhappy. That soul has simply renounced one body and gone to play another part. What is there to cry about? You now understand how we souls are all brothers. It is sung, souls remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. Where does the Father come in order to meet you? They don't even know this. Everything is now being explained to you. You have been hearing those things for such a long time. That one doesn't have any books, etc. He simply refers to them in order to explain to you. The Father is the truth, and so He creates a true creation. He tells you the truth. There is victory through truth and defeat through falsehood. The true Father establishes a land of truth. You have been defeated by Ravan many times. All of this is predestined in the drama. You know that your kingdom is now being established. All of this will then not exist. All of this comes later. It is so easy to keep this world cycle in your intellects. Effort-making children would not become happy simply with the fact that they speak this knowledge very well. Together with that, they will also have yoga and imbibe good manners. You have to become very sweet. You must not cause anyone sorrow. Explain to others with a lot of love. There is so much upheaval because of purity. This happens according to the drama. It is predestined in the drama. However, it isn't that you receive something if it is in the drama. No, you do have to make effort for it. You have to imbibe divine virtues like the deities have. You must not become like salt water. Check that you do not behave badly or cause the Father's honour to be lost. Anyone who defames the Satguru cannot claim a high status. That one is the true Father and the true teacher. You souls are now aware that the Father is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness. He had definitely given this knowledge previously and departed. This is why he is remembered. This one's soul had none of this knowledge previously. No one knows what a soul is or what the drama is. Human beings have to be given this knowledge. People create a sacrificial fire of Rudra and they worship souls. Is the worship of souls better than the worship of the bodies of divine beings? Bodies are created out of the five elements. This is why only the worship of Shiv Baba is unadulterated. You must now only listen to that one alone. Therefore it is said, hear no evil. Stop listening to defamatory things. Listen to me alone. This knowledge is unadulterated. The main thing is only when your body consciousness is broken can you become cool and calm. If you stayed in remembrance of the Father, you would never say wrong things. There wouldn't be bad vision either. While looking at everything, it would be as though you didn't see anything. Our third eyes of knowledge are now open. The Father has come and made us Trinetri and Trikaldarshi. You now have the knowledge of the three aspects of time and the three worlds. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Together with listening to this knowledge, also remain in yoga. Imbibe good manners, become very sweet. Never let stones emerge from your mouth. 2. Sit in solitude, become introspective and talk to yourself. Create ways to become pure. Wake up early in the morning and remember the Father with a lot of love. Blessing. May you become viceless and thereby catch the final directions with your wireless set at the time of destruction. In order to catch the final directions at the time of destruction, you require a viceless intellect. Just as those people communicate with others through a wireless set, so here too you have the wireless of being viceless. Through this wireless, you will receive the sound to go to a particular place that is safe. The children who stay in remembrance of the Father and become viceless, and who have the practice of being bodiless, will not be destroyed at the time of destruction, but will leave their bodies according to their own desire. Slogan. To put yoga aside and become busy just performing actions is carelessness. Avyakt signal. Adopt the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. The royalty of purity means to belong to the One. In order to become completely pure in this Brahmin life, make the lesson of belonging to the One very firm. Let there be good wishes and pure feelings in your attitude and in your vision. Look at everyone in their soul conscious or angelic form. In your actions, give each soul happiness and take happiness. If someone causes you sorrow or insults you, then become a goddess or a deity of tolerance. Om Shanti.